Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast,
the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
Boom! This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing
the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, what is up, Saturday Nation? It's your host, Sam Crowley, back from a very disappointing trip to Florida. Very disappointing because my Buffalo Bills, who made the playoffs for the first time since 1999, failed to show up in Jacksonville for a football game. But I did, had a great time, reconnected with some old friends, learned some really valuable lessons, sharing with you today as well. And hey, it's just great to be back inside the number one motivational show on the planet, the Everyday Saturday Podcast. What's up with you and your past? What's going on with that? Are you allowing your past, all of those crazy, stupid, idiotic things you did, all those failures, are you allowing that to define you? Are you allowing that to hold you hostage? I know I did. I know I still do sometimes. And that's really kind of the introspective look I had on the flight back from Tampa. Flew to Tampa, in and out of Tampa, drove over to Jacksonville with a really old childhood friend, good guy that I've known forever. But when I was flying back from Tampa to Cincy, it occurred to me that, you know, I'm still, in some way, not as much as I used to be, I'm still that little Sammy Crowley from Bradford, PA. Still was, you know, can I really do this? Can I do that? I mean, am I really that guy now? You know, international speaker, marketer, coach, consultant, all that. It still creeps in. You know, and nobody, and I mean no thought leader would share this with you. They'd be like, dude, take my course. I got it all figured out, man. I'm manifesting some manifestation. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm a Mikey the Manifester. Bullshit. Okay, let me tell you that right now. Let Pastor Sammy speak some truth into you today. Okay, ain't nobody got life figured out. I know. I see the same stuff, the stupid stuff in your Facebook feed. I can almost tell you what you're looking at. Really nice houses, really nice cars, Photoshop smile, no wrinkles, white teeth, okay, tan, everybody's happy, bull crapola, okay? They're not happy. Those people that you're seeing there are what we call insecure bundles of fluff, all right? And they want to, they need to impress you because they need to sell you a product. And before they can sell you a product, they need to sell you that they have everything figured out. When in fact, you're the very person who should be selling them something. But yet, because of your past and all these decisions that you've made that for the most part were great, they didn't harm anybody. They probably planted a lot of great seeds for the future, but you're allowing a few of those really bad decisions that you've made to sabotage and anchor you still to where you are today. So where you can't, you're not that thought leader. I don't have that fame. I don't have that notoriety. I don't have that following. Well, let me let you in on a little secret there, Grasshopper. They didn't either, but they didn't care. Some of them almost to the detriment of marketing. Like, they don't care so much. They give very little care that they're actually harming the very community that you need to be called to be out there helping with your message, with your service, and with your product. So would you please get out of your own way? Would you please get out of your head and get into your heart? If you get it in your head, you're dead. If you live in your head, you're dead. Life is meant to be lived in your heart. All right, you know that thing that beats a billion times a day without you ever asking it to? Let me let you in on another little secret as I put my cardiovascular surgeon white lab coat on. Hold on one second. Let me just get the coat on here. It says Dr. Crowley on the left lapel. Let me just get that. All right, hold on one second. Okay, good. I've got my white lab coat on. I'm Dr. Crowley, cardiovascular, head of cardiovascular surgery at the Cleveland Clinic, and I'm here to give you some really breaking news that you're not going to get from the layperson that you need to understand before you go any further. So if you listen to nothing else, please listen to my highly trained medical statement, okay? You're going to die. I know. Listen, if you need, do you need a moment to really just, do you need a moment with yourself to kind of just take in the gravity of that statement? Let me say it again, and let me say it with less feeling, if it's even possible, because it's pretty blunt and doesn't really need to be said with any feeling at all. Matter of fact, nobody gets out of this thing called life alive, all right? You're going to die, and you might die tomorrow. You might be lucky and have another 30 years left. But that heart that we were just talking about, where you really need to live right now, you're not living there. You're living in your head. Get out of your head or you're dead, okay? Quit thinking about your past and all that crazy stuff that you've done that didn't work out. And I know, if you're anything like me, you've got people who have been placed in your life for the sole purpose, the only purpose of making fun of you, reminding you who you are. Don't you know who you are? Don't you remember when you... Yeah. Okay, your job is to not listen to that, because if you listen to that, you're dead. Never be defined by your past. It was just a lesson. It wasn't a life sentence, okay? It was just a lesson. It wasn't a life sentence. Learn from that lesson. Learn from the message. Most people, they get tripped up on their way to greatness. You're not supposed to be. We were never made to be the same person right now that we were 20 years ago. Like Sam Crowley in his 20s, oh my God. Girl chasing drunk. I think that's it. Three words. Girl chasing drunk. That's the three words that define me, I would say, from teenage years till I got married at the age of, God, it was 20 years ago. So what would I have been? 29 years old. 29 years old? 1998? Yeah, because I hadn't turned 30 yet. Yeah, it was February 28th of 1998. It was the year I turned 30. I was still 29 years old at the time. But yeah, girl chasing drunk. All right. That's who I was in my 20s. In my 30s, I was an employee trapped inside of an entrepreneurial body. All right. I was an entrepreneur. Or maybe I was an entrepreneur trapped inside an employee's body. Is that the way you say it? And all I wanted to do was be free, give my boss the middle finger, and jump out the window. Remember that JetBlue steward? It was a guy. I'll say stewardess. I guess it's a steward. Remember the dude like grabbed two beers out of the cart, pulled the chute, and jumped out and said peace out down the JetBlue sliding thing after they landed? He's like, F this, man. I'm gone. I hate this job, and I'll see you later. That was me leaving my corporate job. All right, I was that guy, that JetBlue steward. If you never saw that story, just Google JetBlue employee jumping out of airplane. I'm sure you'll find it. Hilarious. And the guy looked the part and sounded the part, every bit of it, every bit of it. The guy became like an instant cult hero to everybody who wanted to just jump. But nobody jumps. Everybody complains. And I think everybody complains because it's easier to complain than it is to actually get off your ass and do something. I know, because that's what I did my whole life. And it's easy to complain. It's easy to be held prisoner to your past. But that's what all the losers want you to do. That's what they want you to do. They don't want you to be great. Why? Because then you'd make them look bad. You know those people that you left behind? Come back to them. Don't go do anything crazy like be successful and go blaze your own trail, because then you'll make them look bad. Just stop. Come back. Come on. We'll take you. We know you'd made a mistake and you got your hopes up and you know you thought you could be great. Come on back. Come on back to where we are, man. Being average is really cool. And don't make us look bad. Okay, thanks. But people from your past are not going to accept that you've changed. Not everyone's going to understand your journey. And that's fine. It's not their journey to make sense of. Guess whose it is? Yours. That's right. It's not their journey to make sense of. It's your journey. Not everybody's going to get it. And why the hell do you even care? Why would you possibly give a you-know-what to that? Why? Because most of us are conditioned. Why? Because most of us are raised to be people pleasers as kids, you know, respect your elders, don't talk back, all that good stuff. But when you get into this game, it doesn't even need to be an entrepreneur. You could be really great at a job, but you got to start questioning some of the answers and you got to leave people in your past where they belong, or they're going to continue to hold you down like a cinder block. Imagine trying to go and sprint with two huge cinder blocks wrapped around your ankles. You know what I mean? It just sucks. There's no way you're going to be successful. So release that today. by the power invested in me, of the Every Day is Saturday Nation, everybody rallying for you, I release you of that anchor holding you back, which is called your past, all those transgressions. I know, you're even embarrassed to say it to yourself in a walk-in closet for fear somebody might hear what you did. You're forgiven, man. You're forgiven. On a whole grander scale, you're forgiven. You don't even know how forgiven you are right now. You ought to just leave right now and get after it. Open it, get out the door, and go do it. Because if you don't do it, somebody else is going to do it who's far less qualified than you are. So would you do yourself a favor? Excuse me. Do your dream a favor. Do future generations of your family a favor and get after it. Can you do that? And quit being like I was, because I got both hands in the air. I only teach from my experience. I don't teach from like some, you know, I read this in a book somewhere and I think I'm going to do a podcast about it. No. Homie, don't play that game, okay? I only teach from what I've done, and this is all I know. And I'm struggling every day with the same thoughts and demons and enemies that you are. The only difference is I'm starting to realize that this old ticker, remember, I still got the white lab coat on. I haven't stopped being a head of cardiovascular surgery at the Cleveland Clinic just yet for this show. Your heart's going to stop ticking, all right? And there goes everything. There goes everything. For what? For some yahoos in your past? For some mistakes you made in your past? No, man, you're better than that. You're bigger than that. You're way, way better than that. So let's do it. You and me. You ready? We're going to jump. Are you ready? We're going to jump. Are you ready? We're going to jump!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.